Blog Talk Radio.
I had high hopes for us, baby. Like I was on dope for us, baby. Chasing after a high that I.
Give me 1 second, we get everything together real quick. Hey Gail, could you play a song real quick? Until I see you got my mic open already. All right, go ahead and play a song real quick for me, and I get everything ready.
Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Thank you, Gail. I want to welcome everybody into this unexpected We Don't Leon Dragons broadcast, but I felt it was very imperative to come out to keep everybody posted on what's going on within our program. First, it's a couple of things I want to touch on, and particularly I wanted to touch on the a few things that's been going on with the uniform issues. We definitely have been doing our very best in order to rectify the uniform issue. And I deeply apologize for the inconvenience that some of our parents have been receiving as a result of the uniform issue. We actually saw the uniform last year, and we felt like the uniform would be a good idea to go with to see our children play in them. And unfortunately, the manufacturing had issues getting our uniforms back to us in a reasonable amount of time. So I do take responsibility for it. It happened on my watch as president. Didn't introduce myself. Of course, I'm Abdul. Most of you already know that. But as I was saying, I do take responsibility for it. It happened on my watch. But I'm doing everything. We as a staff are doing everything within our power in order to rectify. There's only a couple of parents that we still need to take care of. So bear with us, and hopefully we'll get to you very, very soon. This is the first time in the history of our program we have had an issue this severe with uniforms. So it's been a shock to us as well, and we're still trying to recover from it. Also, parents, we really appreciate you and your children and child, if you only have one. We appreciate your participation in our program. And we will do all we can to make sure that this never happens again. So I do want to come out and say that as president of this program, to be sure that we do understand what some of you had to go through in order to get the registration fee for your child, in order for your child to participate in sport and activity. We do understand the pain. We definitely do. And I'm sorry. We will make it right. Definitely will make it right. You have my word. Speaking of that, there will be changes made in our program. Major changes are going to be made in our program. We will do all we can to accommodate, because of you, we have a program. And we definitely appreciate you guys. So, behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on to ensure that we maintain professionalism, that we maintain an environment for our children that they can have a lot of fun, win, work together, discipline, all sorts of things in order to build our children up in our program to be strong young men and strong young ladies. So, like I said, just please work with us. I just can't enforce that enough. Please work with us in this unfortunate mishap. And I guarantee you, it won't happen again. There's a show, I just want to extend and show the sincerity of our staff members, including myself, that we are very passionate about making our parents happy. We scheduled a last-minute pep rally for Friday. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have that pep rally because of conflicting schedule. We didn't give our coaching staff an advanced amount of time to make sure that the children were prepared for this pep rally. And because of that, we had to cancel because it was starting to inconvenience some other plans that our coaching staff or members of our coaching staff had already made. So we had to cancel that pep rally. So we're just trying to add different amenities to our program to make our park, if not the same as some, but a little bit better than others. So we'll have to cancel that. So it's not going to be a pep rally on Friday. The next issue I want to bring to the table is the light poles that are out there in the parking lot. One of the coaching staff members have alerted me that the lights were out in the parking lot area and also under the pavilion. And we needed more trash cans out there because a lot of people have just been throwing their trash from concessions onto the ground. So I have alerted Councilman Jay Roberson's office about the issues that we have out there with the light poles and the power to the pavilion and also trash cans. Trash cans should be out there probably by Friday, and a work order has been put in through Alabama Power for the pavilion and for the parking lot lights. So hopefully they can get to that issue and rectify that as soon as possible. So I did make them aware that we do have young children out there that are walking in the dark. So hopefully they'll move a lot faster considering the situation that is going on out there at the park. The next thing is our parade. We will have our parade. Hopefully the coaching staff is getting the information to all the parents out there. Our parade will take place this Saturday. We're asking everybody to be there at 7 o'clock, no later than 7:30, but the parade has to start at 8 o'clock. So law enforcement will be pulling up probably around 7:30 themselves so they can escort us promptly on time. And we will go all the way down Jefferson Avenue into Wiggins Park. It's just going to be a straight shot. The councilman, Jay Roberson, will be leading us down Jefferson Avenue. And, of course, there's a breast cancer walk as well that's going to take place at 9 o'clock. I think it's downtown Birmingham. So I know certain people that's going to be participating in our parade is going to need to get there by a certain time. So we're trying to make everybody happy. So please be there at Hopewell Church on time between 7 and 7:30, and we will pull out no later than 8 o'clock, marching down Jefferson Avenue. Hopefully we can get the word out to those people that live on Jefferson that our children will be marching down the road so they can kind of stick their head out and wave at our children, or our children can have candy to throw to someone. So we'll try to see if we get the word out to everybody that's on Jefferson. Of course, it's our homecoming, but it's also our District 7 Classic as well. We combine the two in order to have a greater experience with both of them, and we decided to do the District 7 Classic to accommodate other events that are taking place at the same time. We decided to do it at Wiggins Park and not at Winona High School like we normally do. So we're definitely looking forward to having a lot of fun. It's also the month in which 100 Days of Nonviolence by Councilman Roberson, that campaign is also starting. So actually our parade will mark the beginning of the 100 Days of Nonviolence campaign. So he decided to share that inception with us for this 2015 year. So that's pretty much it for the most part. I just wanted to cover a couple of things that was very important to our program. We have a couple of teams that are undefeated, and they're doing very well. We have a couple of teams that that are successful but just not undefeated. So hopefully we have a lot more playing time. I just wanted to touch base with our parent base. Our last game is this Saturday, regular season, and most of our teams will be entering into the playoffs. So I wanted to come out to you guys and kind of keep everybody updated and posted on about what's going on within our program. But I do give my word, we will correct a lot of issues and we will definitely make changes. It's about that time. And unfortunately, this situation had to happen in order to make us realize that change is needed. And since it's needed, we will definitely respond. So I do thank you for a great overall 2015 football season. And in the off season, we will be doing everything we can to make sure everything is great like it was, and even better than what it was before. So we have other sporting events to take place there pretty soon. We're working on basketball to actually start right behind the end of football season. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. And hopefully we can make a smooth transition for those that are interested in basketball. They can make that smooth transition right into that season. So just start work with us, and we're going to do the very best we can. I hope everyone have a good night. I didn't want to take too much time. I just wanted to do what I said I was going to do and keep everybody posted. Hopefully we can start back having more conference calls since football season is coming to a near end. Maybe we can do one at least once a month just to keep everybody posted on where we are, what type of changes that are being made, and other things that may occur during the off season. So keep that number, 347-857-1150, and you can listen to this link at any time. Actually, you can save the link, and you can send the link to others who are not on Facebook, and they can actually click the link themselves, and they can listen to it. All of these broadcasts are archived, so they don't go anywhere. So you can listen to it at any time. And if there's a question, most of you have my number. If you don't, you can call me at 205-821-6246. 205-821-6246. If something that Vernon can handle, contact Vernon. It's something that any other board member or any other coach may handle, contact them as well. But we appreciate your participation again, and we hope to see you again next year. Thank you.